I really don't have any words for it other than I'm disappointed in myself. And, you know, I let the fans down, let my teammates down, my coaches, the whole organization. But at the end of the day, I'm going to sit out 4 games and I'm going to come back strong. And I'm going to be, like I said, I'm going to be pissed off and I'm going to be hungry.
Stomach drop when you hurt?
I mean, I've known for a while that it was going to, you know, usually you don't, when stuff like that happens, there's usually, once they let you know and then they say they're going to test the other subject, you know that it's going to be, you know, I mean, there's a pretty good chance it's, if the first one came back positive, why would the second one not? So,
what was the culprit, Derek?
The culprit?
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that right now. It was personal issues I was dealing with, and I dealt with it in a manner that I shouldn't have, and, you know, I'm just going to move past it. I just want to talk about football.
How have your teammates been with you about it?
Very supportive, yeah. Very supportive.
Derek, do you have to change the way you approach camp at all? Do you prepare as though you're going to start week one, even though it'll be another month before you get back out there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's in the back of my head, but I'm not even thinking about that suspension right now. I'm thinking about what can we do to get better as a team in this moment, in this time, you know, each play, each snap. But it's one play at a time. That's just where I'm taking it.
To miss 4, how tough will it be to, what type of stuff will you do and how hard that will that be to hit the ground running for week 5? You said week 5, watch out for what you can do.
Yeah, I'm going to go train my ass off. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go train every day, twice a day, and I'll come back in even better shape than I left camp. So.